fluid mosaic model. Scientists identified the plasma membrane in the 1890s and its chemical components in 1915. The principal components they identified were lipids and proteins. In 1935, Hugh Davison and James Danielli proposed the plasma membrane structure. This was the first model that others in the scientific community widely accepted. It was based on the plasma membrane's railroad track appearance in early electron micrographs. Davison and Danielli theorized that the plasma membrane's structure resembles a sandwich. They made the analogy of proteins to bread and lipids to the filling. In the 1950s, advances in microscopy, notably transmission electron microscopy, TEM, allowed researchers to see that the plasma membrane's core consisted of a double, rather than a single, layer. In 1972, S.J. Singer and Garth L. Nicholson proposed a new model that provides microscopic observations and better explains plasma membrane function. The explanation, the fluid mosaic model, has evolved somewhat over time, but it still best accounts for plasma membrane structure and function as we now understand them. The fluid mosaic model describes the plasma membrane structure as a mosaic of components, including phospholipids, cholesterol, proteins, and carbohydrates, that gives the membrane a fluid character. Plasma membranes range from 5 to 10 nanometers in thickness. For comparison, human red blood cells, visible via light microscopy, are approximately 8 micrometers wide, or approximately 1,000 times wider than a plasma membrane. The membrane does look a bit like a sandwich. Figure 5.2, the plasma membrane fluid mosaic model describes the plasma membrane as a fluid combination of phospholipids, cholesterol, and proteins. Carbohydrates attach to lipids, glycolipids, and to proteins, glycoproteins, extend from the membrane's outward-facing surface. Looking at the image, the plasma membrane is structured as a bilayer with two layers of phospholipids, their phosphate heads facing outward and their fatty acid tails facing inward. Cholesterol molecules are embedded within the lipid layers between the phospholipids. Integral proteins span the entire width of the membrane, while peripheral proteins rest on the inner or outer surface. Carbohydrate groups form a layer on the outer surface of the membrane, attached to proteins to form glycoproteins and to lipids to form glycolipids. A plasma membrane's principal components are lipids, phospholipids, and cholesterol, proteins, and carbohydrates.